Hello, everyone, and greetings from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. My name is Demetrius Mack.
And I'm Ken Barron. I'm not at the Liberty Island at the moment. That's just my backdrop. I thought that would be a good theme for what I'm going to do, but I'm actually from Long Beach, California. Hello, everyone.
So we have the results from the 2020 election, and we have a new president. So what's going to happen in 2021? Well, we are facing an even more polarized environment than both parties increase their votes. Indeed, the votes were the highest since 1908.
And amazingly, the various Democratic groups either over or underachieved, and in general, they were different than those projected in the polls. This leads us to rethink what the future will bring us and what our contributions will be at the end of this election. It appears that the Republicans' party will retain the Senate, although the Georgia elections are upcoming for the Senate, and we'll keep you posted on that. I'm sure Demetrius and I will have something more to say that later. The Democrats did take the House, but lost some seats, and that's another factor, I guess. And we have a huge job to do in the coming months and even in the coming years. So we'll be with you.
Right. The Democratic Party relied on massive turnout of Black votes, which happened. But in some background states, it looks like Latin voters voted of both parties. The Democrats may have had a good campaign, but have to adjust and understand why so many people voted Republican. There is still an undercurrent of racism in this country, but that doesn't explain everything. There is an understandable fear of change in the makeup of the established white majority. There is a real fear of so-called socialism. For example, the Cuban and Venezuelan community, Trump exploited that.
Absolutely. And we are in the midst of a catastrophic pandemic, especially in many of the rural counties of the U.S. And I know in your state, Demetrius, you've been particularly impacted. And hopefully that will change. Yet in all of these cases, they voted for the current administration, who has failed to contain the virus as we have hunkered down in our own bubbles or silos. We have video casted on the issues of fake news, Demetrius and I, and we've done that recently, and it's been a big factor for misinformation. But here at the NABWNT, we offer opinions and information in line with our mission statement to fight against racism and homophobia.
So how do we adjust to the current news and the future needs of our members and allies? We are now temporarily free from the task of ensuring we educate without endorsing current candidates. This is a fresh start to look at issues and policies that affect on the virus. A fresh start to look at, for example, immigration, police reform, healthcare, and much, much more.
So we tell ourselves that we can make peace. We remember, well, I certainly do, the civil rights movement. I was around at that time, a little older than my colleague here. And I remember the racial problems that led to George Wallace and, of course, Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan. There was a record turnout this time, but we recognize that one of the two political parties is routinely engaged in sabotaging free elections with voter suppression efforts aimed at the minority voters it cannot win over at the ballot box, even in the presence of Donald Trump. There may be legal battles ahead. In fact, there are currently, I think, over a dozen or so legal battles that the Trump Organization has put out there, and they're ahead of us. And they're trying to make Vice President Biden, the president-elect of the U.S., make him illegitimate. This election has exposed every weakness in our system. This, while there has been a mismanagement of the public health catastrophe. Hopefully, scientists will be back in charge of fighting the coronavirus at the underlying federal level.
Yes, the second Trump term is too bad to even contemplate. And the party of Trump will live on after Trump's departure. Their moral compass makes them stay on their wrong path. Our nightmare is not over. We can no longer rely on polling to get us guidance. It has failed us in two elections. We cannot let this industry feed the right-wing view of data. That is a view that is fake news. The radical right will not go away, and compromise with them will be limited, if at all.
So the National Association of Black and White Men Together, our job and passion in the last 2 years, Demetrius and I and our colleagues have brought some small success in the 2018 midterms, and we're proud of that. And we've done our bit for this election. And this program was spearheaded by the media committee and must continue in the coming years. The Supreme Court appointments will likely be more conservative, especially on issues relating to our values, such as healthcare, racism, and homophobia. They will give decisions that we will not like or live with.
So we will be rebuilding our outreach step by step over the next months and need your support. Our favorite quote, mm-hmm. to leave you with is that of John Lewis, and that is, if you see something, say something and do something.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm still excited that Biden got in there, but as you and I know, there's work to be done.
Yes, it is. And we have Atlanta that we're going to be working on, Ken and I. We're going to work on some outreach for assisting Georgia with that election. Those are two very important Senate seats. And if we can turn that around, then we can obtain control of the Senate as well.
By the way, I think we have a chapter in Atlanta. Maybe we'll check in with those folks and see how they're doing. But in any event, if we can control the Senate, that would be my second Christmas present, where my first was to be able to see Biden go in there. And maybe my birthday will be to get the Senate. This is Ken Barron with the BWMT Media Committee. I'm signing off from Liberty Island, just off the coast of the West Coast in Long Beach.
And this is Demetrius Mack signing off from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Thank you, everybody, for your support and for the diligence about getting out and voting, and it made a difference. So thank you.